Monday, April 14th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3. Okay.
Are you really not?
What's that? Ready, Ron? Like, call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization. Everybody to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Current board, well, should we do roll call first?
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the court or the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
You want a motion to excuse?
You can.
Make a motion to excuse Commissioner Bosquet.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes. Consent agenda. Approval of previous minutes, March 3rd, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda for previous minutes.
I'll second that.
All right.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
New business. Hearing for VSL Emerson LLC. Application for exemption from motor vehicle tax by a nonprofit organization for one 2015 Dodge van. The last serial or last of the VIN is 1393 and 7443. The vehicles are used by staff, blah, blah, blah. Is this pretty much the same thing as always, dude?
Yes, these are all renewals.
The board to consider the recognition of the county treasurer and other information may be obtained.
Easy peasy.
Yep.
Is this Anderson?
Yes. Anderson.
I make a motion to grant the exemption.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. I started with Marty. No. Yes, I did. Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
I guess 60-3185 and 60-3189. B, Christy. Request board approval to enter into contract for property review with Cardinal Assessment Group, LLC, for residential properties in the towns of Homer, Jackson, Hubbard, and Emerson.
This is for our six-year review. It's time to do our small towns again. Josh used to work for Daryl. He started his own company, and he did Dakota City for us in less than 6 weeks. He's really good. Gets the job done, does what he's supposed to do. So it's just for small towns, Jackson, Hubbard, Emerson, and Homer.
Has it been 6 years since you've gone through them?
Yeah.
Or have part of those towns been looked at in the last 6 years?
6 years.
So they haven't been looked at in 6 years?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, unless they had a permit or something.
Yeah.
Then we would go out.
Okay.
Nope. Overall review. Yeah. We just got done with South Sioux.
Yeah,
now we're on our small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And rural will be next again. It seems like we just did that, but it's been 21, 22.
Wow. Time's passing this by.
Just goes flying by.
Well, I make a motion to approve Cardinal Assessment Group, LLC.
I'll second that.
All right. Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Oh. Where'd you leave?
We don't have nothing.
Nothing for clerk errors or tax list corrections?
Nope, we're good.
Mail or emergency business?
Not that I'm aware of, nope.
Public comment? I can make a motion to adjourn.
What you told me.
You're welcome anytime, Mike. Just throw it out there. We'll chew on it a while.
All right.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
All right, so now would be the time for public comment. If there's anybody that wants to speak about anything that's not on today's docket, now would be the time to do it. So why don't you step up if you have anything you want to talk about.
I'll go first because I'm that way.
You're number one.
I'm number one. I'm going to be number zero. Okay, I am a bus driver. I've been driving this area since 2016, so it's been a couple years. I currently have a route down south and west of Homer.
Hey, excuse me just a second. I was supposed to get your name before we got started.
Diana Hauck, H-A-U-C-K.
Okay, thank you very much.
I am from this area, originally from South Sioux, Dakota City.
Okay.
But I've been driving down this road for a long time. I drove them before when I lived down here. I moved away, come back. And I can honestly tell you, I have never, ever driven on roads that are as bad as South Bluff, Fiddler Creek, Jewel, and Kennesaw. Kennesaw being my worst one right now. The washboards are absolutely horrible. I drive a 2014 bus. It's a 40-foot bus. It's been a very good bus. This year, it is starting to fall apart because those roads are so rough. Last year, I got stuck once last year. This year, I've been stuck twice already. Once in the mud, once in the snow or ice pack. But I want to know, when are you going to be able to start doing some repairs on Jewel and especially Kennesaw? Kennesaw is my worst road right now. I have to go around on M Avenue, over onto 260, and back, come in from the south end of Kennesaw, and go all the way through. I got one pickup there. It's closer to the north end, but I have no place to turn around down there. I was going down in the driveway, but I got stuck coming out, so they told me I couldn't go down there no more. So, but there is the end, the south end. I knew you guys had done work on it because it's different than what it was, and it is soft, and there's not enough gravel to even worry about on it. I know it's got to be packed, but it needs work yet. It needs packed down and needs more gravel. And then further up the road, there is a corner that's about like almost a straight L. It has flags on both sides where the road's caving off. I have a 40-foot bus. When I am making that corner, the tail end is almost to this flag over here, and the front end's almost to this flag. I go very slow because I'm scared to death that's going to cave off. I know the culverts are shorter than the roads. I've been through that a few years ago with some of the roads. So can you please get something done with Kennesaw? The parents down there are being a case because I refuse to go down that road in the mud. And they are not happy with me. And I said, I don't care. I have 30 kids on the bus by the time I'm on that road. I'm not doing it. Jewel Avenue, I know you've done some work on it, and it's still really bad shape. It's washboarded worse than what it was last year, but it needs gravel from the time you get off of 200 all the way up till you get down on the K. It really needs a lot of work, and it would save a lot of irritation on my part as a bus driver and as just a person that drives down there. Fiddler Creek, I have never seen it, and it's bad. The washboards as bad as they are this year. And like I said, I've been driving them for a while. M Avenue, as you go up the first hill off of Fiddler Creek Road, that really does need some gravel on it. Pack it down a little bit if you could. But mostly it's Kennesaw. South Bluff on the Hubbard side of it, Hubbard end of it, it's got some really bad washboards and potholes. It's never been that bad. So I would like you to please, I'm going to get with one of you guys. I've got Martin's number. I'm going to give you a call, and I would like to get you all together on my school bus and go out and ride the routes that we have out there. We do have what we call the North Route, which is the flat area north of Homer. And we also have what they call the DC route, which is, she's got mostly highway, but she does go out Weagle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And but mine is, I get 52 miles of road every morning, every night. 29 of that is gravel. So you can imagine what my bus is like. Even if I had it, but I won't drive a brand new bus on there. We have a spare bus that does not have air ride on it. Does not have air ride anything. I cannot take that bus on that road because it is so bad.
Okay. I'm not making excuses for the county, but we have had a pretty good turnover, and we have 4 new hires that we're really excited about. So I think that in the near term there's going to be some steps forward on that. But it takes a little while to learn how to run everything. So I think you'll be in good shape in the near term. And I know that Jolene's always responsive to when they hear about complaints. So and we got a couple of commissioners that'll kind of oversee that. So
and then I'm right there at the school. So at Homer, I mean, you can stop in my office at any time. And I'm on the road department or road committee for
works for Homer School District. So.
And you look familiar, but don't ask me to remember your name, because it doesn't happen. I remember faces, I don't remember names.
Bus routes are really important to everybody.
Yeah, and they're mail routes and bus routes, you know.
And I work with the superintendent down there.
Joe and I are okay this year. Kirk Shank and I had a lot of words, but so far Joe and I have gotten along. But, you know, and I love driving down there. I love the challenge of my route. But there is a point where I got it. Something's got to be. Something's got to give.
The weather didn't help us at all. This last month either. It's been
The weather's been
the worst things you could have. The slow rain and the slushy snow that just sat on the roads and
don't ever be afraid to contact us. So I mean,
nope.
Whenever there's an issue, let us know, because we don't know it a lot of times unless we get a call. So
I usually call in. And if I can, I leave a message if nobody's on. But I talked to Jolene. She had called the office and said, we're going to do work on M. Is this going to affect your driver? It took me about 4 minutes to figure out where in the world that 203 was at. I'm like, I don't have 203 on my route.
We're gonna do a bunch of work on M over this spring. So it may affect the people that drive in that area. So she's just making sure.
After school, you could do up the hill for me. But I really appreciate you guys. And putting up with me because
I appreciate you coming in.
You know, I'm just frustrated this year because it is so rough, and I'd really like to have a little bit smoother roads for us to drive on. Please do something with Kennesaw, because the parent on that road, I blocked their number. That's how bad it was. I said, you call the office if you got anything to say. And I actually told him, I said, don't yell at me. Call the county. Tell them to fix the road. But I did get kind of tough with them, and so I said, fine, I'm just going to go to a meeting. I took off from work this afternoon just so I could come down and complain to you guys.
Well, thank you.
So I would appreciate it if you would, and I will give you my number so that you know who you're talking to when I, because I haven't given out my number to any of the new commissioners yet, so you could get my number from Holly. She knows me very well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from March 31st, 2025. Approval of payroll claims, March 30th to April 12th. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable accounts. Yeah. Approval of noxious weed annual report, which is probably not been taken care of yet.
Yeah, he's got it.
Do you have the annual report?
I sent it in to Sheree last week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I did. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for putting that together in such short notice, because certainly was short notice for you to do. And sounds like you're jumping in with both feet, and that's great.
I'll try this.
All right. So those are the consent agenda items.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through E.
I'll second that.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes. New business and resolutions. Heidi Borg, Congressman Adrian Smith office, to give update on what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Hello.
Heidi, what is the three-letter, it was hooked onto the email, the projects that you can apply for. There's 15 in the district, and it was hooked to my email that I got from you. What is that? Do you know what I'm talking about, Sheree?
If it's an acronym, you're saying?
Yeah.
Tough one.
It's projects that are done out of each district.
Or community funding projects?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I know that was a recent conversation. So.
Is that, I'm going to let you do your spiel, then we'll talk afterwards.
Okay. Well, good afternoon. My name is Heidi Borg with Congressman Adrian Smith's office. My official title is Agricultural Liaison. I'm originally from south of Allen, and then I live up in Hardington with my husband and our new baby, Willa. I'll kind of run over some details about our office and then get to a DC update. I will preference, I just came back from maternity leave, so if I'm a little out of the loop, I apologize. I'll try my best to answer. I'll get you connected with someone who can. The 3rd District covers 80 of Nebraska's 93 counties. We are actually the number one ag producing district. We have offices in Grand Island, Scotts Bluff, and Nebraska City. Congressman Smith continues to serve on the Ways and Means Committee as a senior member and is also chairman of the Trade Subcommittee. Some services from our office includes help with a federal agency. This is where you may not be able to get an answer from a federal agency in a timely fashion, or if you feel you have been treated unfairly, our office may be able to help resolve a problem or get you the information you need. If you're visiting DC, you can request tours and tickets, which are served as a first-come, first-serve basis to constituents. We also have internships here in the district and in DC. These are just a few things, but always feel free to reach out with any questions. Congress is currently in a district work period, but here are a few highlights over the last work period in DC. The House finished its work on the budget resolution last week. Ways and Means Republicans continue working to develop their portion of reconciliation legislation to make permanent 2017's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, along with other priorities. Trade policy has certainly been active. Last week, headline event was Wednesday's Ways and Means Committee trade agenda hearing with Ambassador Greer. Congressman Smith used his time to express the importance of engaging with willing partners, achieving results for American producers, and restoring focuses to topics like digital trade and non-tariff barriers to agricultural. In late March trade subcommittee hearing on negotiating priorities the congressman chaired, he focused on similar topics, including pursuit of a trade agreement with the UK. Last week, congressman also hosted a roundtable with members of the UK Parliament to discuss opportunities and challenges in negotiating a bilateral trade agreement. He continues looking for ways to ensure the concerns of agricultural are addressed as the administration negotiations on trade with markets where unscientific non-tariff barriers are especially problematic. Earlier in the work period, he joined Representative Dusty Johnson letter supporting domestic shipbuilding while expressing concerns about the unintended consequences of new fees on foreign ships. And he co-led the introduction with his fellow co-chairs on the Agricultural Trade Caucus resolution supporting ag trade. On the tax front, last week, Congressman Smith and Representative Panetta introduced legislation to allow individuals utilizing IRA charitable rollover to roll over their funds into a donor-advised fund. Although charitable rollover was first created in 2006, this has never been an option before. In March, Congressman reintroduced with other representatives Rural Veterinary Workforce Act to exempt student loan repayments from the federal Rural Veterinarian Workforce Program from income tax. Health providers for people are already eligible for this tax treatment under the National Health Service Corps, and animal health providers, especially in the large animal space, are a major need across rural America. He also joined as a co-lead in reintroducing legislation which would exempt financial guarantee insurance companies from passive foreign investment company rules. Financial guarantee insurance allows Nebraska localities to access financing at lower interest rates. So, a lot going on in DC that I've missed.
Most importantly, how's Willow doing?
She's good. she's adjusting to not being with me all the time.
How are you adjusting to that?
I don't know who's adjusting more, but we're making it work.
That's
so.
Always a tough one.
She just goes to my parents, which is very nice.
The community funding projects, is that something that's been around for quite a while, or is that a new program?
I believe so. I believe, did the email come from Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy's sounded like was the head of it.
Yeah, he would be the one to contact.
We'll just kind
of. So many acronyms, so many outfits, so much going on.
And I had it written down, I was going to bring it with me, and like most things, I forgot it. So, okay.
Yeah, I believe they just released the funding for that or the guidelines for those applications. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate
you
coming in.
Thanks. Tell your mom hi.
I will. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to B, board to approve or not approve interlocal agreement for the use of animal service facilities between South Sioux City and Dakota County. So, my understanding is that hasn't been updated since when, Sheree?
2008.
So, the rates hadn't changed since 2008. They upped their rates a little bit. What is it?
Yeah,
$20.
They went from $50 to $70 in item number B.
Yeah.
And then...
If they stay for four consecutive days, it went up $5 a day for that amount of time. So I have not done anything with that since 2008. It seems like a pretty fair deal. So I'd be in favor of...
And I think we might get maybe two claims a year.
Something that's not used very often.
So they're going to store an electronic door lock. That's part of this, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I can just mention this. I brought that up to the Sheriff's Department, too, and Tim Decker. That was in the last agreement
as well.
Been there. And I don't think it got done.
No, it's. I've never seen it there.
So that's one area, I guess, that I kind of questioned. And Decker said that he'd be all for that if they did install that.
So they can take animals down there themselves?
Well, I guess right now it's... You have to have a key to get in and remember which key it is.
Oh, sure.
And stuff.
City officers all have keys to the door. So we can get in there and drop dogs off after hours or whatever, if we can catch them.
Yeah.
I catch a lot of animals.
Like a ninja.
Yeah.
That's what I imagined in my head. Aside from Rocky.
I've done that. I had a German Shepherd do that.
So moved to approve.
Take it.
Rickon, was that... Who beat it? Rogelio or Jeff?
Jeff beat
you. Jeff beat you?
You've been chasing the chickens.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
All right, Walt Buderam of Siouxland, Inc., requesting the board to approve a special designation liquor license for a fundraising event on May 25th, 2025, from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is an annual event. They've requested one every year for a number of years. They have a couple security guys for it, so it's never been an issue in the past. So.
And it's a Voodoo Staple.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So moved to approve.
Second. That'd be quicker.
I like to think about things before I make decisions.
Should have read it.
Dude.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. All right. Next, we have Andrew Miller, Weed Sign Road Department, requesting the board to review quotes and possibly approve and award the purchase of a new side-by-side to be used for spraying and other related responsibilities.
Well, howdy, guys. I'm Andrew. I'm the two-week superintendent.
Nice to meet you, Andrew.
I've met some of you. I don't know if you guys have the options in front of you here, but A couple weeks ago, I went out and I got some quotes for some new side-by-sides. We're looking for one that has a fully enclosed cab, mainly to protect the operator from the herbicides that we will be spraying. As most of you probably do know, they're not something that you want to be handling more than you absolutely have to. So the first option here I have on the list is a Kawasaki Ridge. Comes with a 3-year factory with and a 7-year extended warranty. It's fully enclosed HVAC. In my opinion, it is a very stout machine. I think it would work great in our operation. The next best option was the 2025 Polaris from Grossenberg Implement in Wayne. That has a 2-year factory bumper-to-bumper warranty with a 48-month extended powertrain only, unlimited hours and miles. The other two options, Grossberg also gave me a quote on a Gator XUV, 36-month, 1,200-hour bumper-to-bumper, zero deductible. And then I also went up to Taggart's in Hinton, and I got a quote from them as well, Polaris Ranger 1500 North Star. 2-year factory, 3-year extended bumper-to-bumper warranty. And in my opinion, that North Star from Taggart's, that's probably the most well-built machine that I looked at out of all of them, but that's also a little bit out of our budget there. And as far as the budget goes, Jolene had notified me right before we left here. We were looking at the wrong fiscal year. Remaining in my budget, I have $15,134.79. So we were talking probably split at halvesies with the road budget. Jolene said that because we're both going to be using road department and me. Mm-hmm. So
does that leave you room for the herbicide and things you need to
we
get?
I went over and took inventory of what we have here in Dakota City. We have enough to get me through until the next fiscal year, so I'm good on that end. We work through the budget for my phone bills, my weed dues. That leaves me at the end of the fiscal year with $1,962.75. So okay.
Let's do this first and then we'll talk a little bit at the end. Is the spray equipment that's in the old machine, is that up to
snuff? Yes, that's. I already pulled that out of the old machine that's sitting at our shop out there.
Will work for it.
Yep, it'll work. I am going to probably end up getting another boom for it, but that's just so I have a second option. It will work with how it's set up.
Have you tried Kubota?
I did not look at Kubota, no. I know from experience, from my past life of being in agriculture, Kubota UTVs were always a little high, so I didn't get a quote from them.
Okay. You might want to just compare apples to apples.
Okay.
They got AC, they're pretty durable machine.
Okay.
And you can put a charcoal filter in them also.
Oh, for the cab research?
For the cab.
Okay.
And AC, they're slow. The only drawback is they're slow.
Isn't the Sioux City Yamaha Can-Am, aren't they the Kubota dealer?
No, they're farther down the road. I forget what the name of that dealer is.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I will just say that option number one, they're holding for us.
Yes. Right.
And if we don't make a decision today, we might not have.
Option one had everything you needed, right?
Yes.
Does it have AC?
Yes.
It does. As long as it's got AC, you're going to need it.
Right. Well, absolutely.
That 7-year warranty is.
That's
hard to beat.
I know.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion that we go with option one.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask anything you want.
On that 3-year factory warranty and then a 7-year extended warranty, so does that cost $2,085 to get the extended warranty?
Yes, that is the cost of the extended warranty. Yes.
So you're buying the extended warranty.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is covered by the trade-in.
Yeah.
Right. And
that's in the cost. The final cost.
It's all worked.
Right.
Yeah.
And it still comes up cheap.
Yes.
The cheapest option.
Right.
With the extended warranty. So. That's
Well, I'll second Brian's whatever he's going to do.
The option one. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Where's the Kawasaki? The Kawasaki, it's from Sioux City Yamaha Kawasaki, right off of Business 75 there.
That's
Lewis Boulevard is what it's off of.
Yamaha Can-Am.
That's the option one.
Yep.
and it's closer to.
So then, just a little bit of the background for us that haven't met you yet.
Yeah, give us. Can we vote on this first?
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. That's
okay. Absolutely.
Yes.
Rick? Okay. Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, now go for it.
Yeah.
So my background, so I grew up around agriculture. My grandpa farmed in Irene, South Dakota.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time up there. Went to school here in South Sioux, graduated in 2019, and was going to pursue a career in agriculture, but... life kind of threw a curveball at me. Grandpa passed away, and we quit farming shortly after. So,
okay,
kind of just went and got my CDL, drove a truck for a while, and
do you have to get do you have the permit that you need for the applicator?
I am working on getting my applicator's license. Yep,
but you have your CDL already?
Yep, I have my CDL.
Fantastic.
And he had his private applicators prior to the associate. It's just another small step to get it. So, we're pretty excited about it.
Yep. You're lucky you
and it looks like there's no shortage of things for you to do between the signs and that.
So. Yeah, I definitely, that's tomorrow. I got to go out and get caught up on all the signs. Though, so.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. Is that all you need from me, guys?
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Old business. Jillian, I hate to say your old business, but that's where you're falling in today.
Good afternoon. We had 278.5 hours maintaining, 22.5 hours overtime, 1 hour tree removal, 15 hours still working on 110th Street culvert, 3 hours on 220th culvert, 6 hours picking up garbage, 133 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 1,224.08 tons of material out on the roads, 28 hours on sign repairs, and as you can see, we had multiple grading and gravel. What you will not see in the last 2 weeks is snow removal, so.
That's a good thing.
It's a plus.
Yeah. The new grader came in last week. We are hopefully starting M Avenue this week, and as Marty mentioned earlier, we are at full staff for the first time in a very long time, so we're pretty excited about that. I'm trying to see. Last week, Kat came out and demoed a grader bit system. Instead of using the bits on the front of the maintainer on the profiler, these are actually on the mold board where the blade goes, and we took that out and the guys were pretty excited about that. It really reclaims a lot of gravel, cuts through the washboards because the teeth go through, and it just
is this set right in front of the blade then?
No, it's instead of the blade, it's all of these bits.
Okay.
So you have, you know, your 16 feet of bits doing that work. Hmm. And they were all pretty happy with it. Cat's letting us demo it for several more days. And that's
demo
something.
The heck out of it.
Yes.
But that isn't something that's going to replace a bit.
You mean the profilers up front or the blade?
The blade.
What the idea is, if we decide to go with it, is to put it on our spare machine. So if we have some, we can have it hit anywhere.
There you go.
Yep. And Brett mentioned a meeting tomorrow.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Does that work?
It's 2 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't respond because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I
talked to him on the phone. I didn't know that he sent an email.
Okay. Perfect. Any other questions?
We talked about earlier. All right. So she took notes during your conversation.
Yep.
So we will make sure that she'll make sure that they get out there. And anybody else can?
I will say that naturally we hear a lot of the complaints. I have been getting a lot of compliments too about some of the new rock. I think they like some. I had some people call it a little bit bigger stuff. They were liking that, and some of the grading, and we've been explaining to them that we got some new guys that takes a little time to get acclimated to the equipment and everything. So I have heard some good, some positive.
I'm doing some work east of Homer right now, and down where the power lines all went down on the way to Ellinger's house. They brought some of that new rock in, too, because, you know, they tore the heck out of the roads. They had to be out there working on the lines, and it does seem to be doing a really good job.
Right, yeah. We kind of went and mixed and matched, and Boyer up there in Haywarden has been very good to work with, said they'll mix anything we want to make us happy. So yep. I think we found a good
supplier.
Good product. Yep.
Have you been to their pit?
I have not been up there. No, Dean and Dave and Keenan have been up there. So,
okay. Is the turnaround time from similar to where we were going?
Yeah, I mean it's a little further, but
yeah,
it's, product if it's worth it,
cheaper. Yeah, and cheaper.
And cheap, yeah, for sure.
So, anything else?
Keep them trucks rolling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything the last couple weeks? Not in.
We've been busy with the road department, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we've been out there quite a bit.
No, thank you. Thank you guys for doing that. Mail and or emergency business.
I did give you guys a copy of a letter that we received from Gordon Hansen. I can't remember if I sent it to James. And I transcribed it on the back.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice.
It took me a bit to decipher his.
Yeah, halfway through it, and then I scrolled down to the emails. Wow, thank you.
Yeah, and then I just gave everybody an invitation to Simcoe's anniversary that they're having. If you want to go, you can RSVP to that.
Not very many people write cursive anymore.
No.
They don't teach it.
No,
it's true.
They don't.
Gordon's a unique individual.
Mm-hmm. Nice. We need a lot of those.
He needs a lot of the guy.
Any other mail or emergency business? What did you want to add, Brian?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
So, there was something like